Well, I don't have no mansion way up on yonder hill. All I have is a broke-down shack way down by Hippie Hill. And Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome, but you have to have it together before it will be done with love and joy. Good evening, good night, good afternoon, whatever time it is in the world that you are experiencing, you are listening to the Insight Hour, brought to you by BBSRadio.com. You can figure that out when you look at your computer. Those of you who are listening to the archives, you know what day it is, what time it is. It's now time. And without further ado, because we are going to get into it tonight, we have so much to discuss with you. And most of it we want to keep on an upbeat. That's why I want to keep it short and sweet here so we can bring in the man of the hour, the Insight Hour, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Dr. Len, will you please give the listening public out there, our dear friends and those soon to be our friends, an invocation for this evening's show?
Well, thank you, Reverend Roxy Hampton, for starting us off every week with some just very, very, very interesting and very creative, uplifting messages. I really love listening to you. It's like I could listen to you for hours. And I want to tell folks that every Sunday night you can listen to Reverend Roxy Hampton on her program. Reverend Roxy, tell people a little bit about
No. You know we can't do nothing else until you invite so that we can communicate in the spirit.
You got it. See how my sister Reverend Roxy keeps me on track here.
I'm going to bless everybody. Never take the high most. There we go.
You know, Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you for giving us everything that you constantly pour out of your magnificent harvest for us. Your bounty is so great, Heavenly Creator, from the water that we drink, the crystal clear, clustered, structured water that uplifts our DNA and makes you sing throughout our Holy Spirit-filled temples. We thank you for that blessing. We thank you for the air that contains element number 8, oxygen, your divine healing element that really creates for us a perfect body temple to be fully embraced by your love, your power, your energy, your vitality, and your miraculous healing capacity. Your oxygen, there's nothing like it. It is in the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, it is in the tetragrammaton, it's in the tetrahedron structure of your water, your crystal clear water, and we are your crystal clear living water, Heavenly Creator. Praise you for your food that you sustain us with. I know that we live by more than bread alone. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, but we thank you for this bounty of organic foods that we understand now is part of what Mother Earth provides us to sustain ourselves, to make ourselves grow big and strong and keeps all the physiology and the metabolism and the enzymes and everything that's required, the minerals and the particles, the atomic particles that are required for us to be sustained. We thank you for all of that glorious blessing. We don't take enough time, Heavenly Creator, and I know that you forgive us because you're forever giving. You are forgiving and forever giving, and so we know that you forgive us for not taking enough time in our lives to thank you constantly for all the glorious blessings that we take for granted. Heavenly Creator, I want to ask for everybody listening tonight to be engaged with this blessing. We have a serious issue, and I know this program and the way you are, Heavenly Creator, you're all about love, you're all about joy, you're all about being uplifted and being really saved physically as well as evolved spiritually in the truth that shall set us free. We know that you're about that, and yet we have brothers and sisters who are not so aware, they're not so awake, and we have a virtual command. We're commanded by you to do what's right, to have in our hearts and souls compassion and empathy for people who may not be as wise and as intelligent and as capable as we are with your truth that shall set us free. Some people live in ignorance. And so we're asking for your blessing tonight and all the people listening tonight to be blessed as we pray together for all of the millions of little girls and women who have received the Gardasil vaccination from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, Heavenly Creator. We ask for a powerful spiritual blessing and anointing to stop the genocide. We ask for a protection over these young women, that they be whole and complete as it is in your heavenly heavenly system. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in your divine place of sustenance and rebirth and rejuvenation that shall set us free from your powerful throne. And we ask for that energy of love and vitality, of perfection to be placed into the bodies of all of the women and all of the young children, the girls who have received Gardasil from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, as we now have to deal with the news that we prophetically told people already years ago, at least two years ago in 2006 when they first announced it, Heavenly Creator, we saw that this was a poison. And now we're seeing it in the headline news that it is poison, and I'd like to spend a little time tonight discussing it. But, you know, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven that we want to bring down to earth now in all of these women's bodies and all these children's bodies so that they gain a full measure of protection, that you be their guard, that you be their guardian angel, and you dispatch guardian angels to every blood cell and every organ and every system in their body so that they may be protected by your powerful, holy, healing spirit. In Yeshua's blessed name, we praise you. In your name, we give you faith and trust and our greatest heartfelt thanks. Amen.
Amen. See there? Now we can get started.
Hey, go for it.
Oh, no. I want to definitely talk about that subject. I want you to speak upon it. You know, having callers call in is like a surprise party. It seems that we have an anxious caller or one who is just first up for us this evening, and I was wondering, do we want to take that caller and maybe they want to lend something? It might be somebody that you had invited onto the show. Should we find out who's on the line?
Yeah, it's a surprise. I don't think it's an invitee, but let's see. Caller, why don't you identify yourself? Tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Well, that was it.
That was that. I guess they couldn't hang on or Seth.
Hello, hello.
Oh, there they are. Hi.
Yeah, this is Dean from West Palm Beach from the from Izaldi's group. I saw you here a few weeks ago.
Hi,
and,
Dean.
And certainly the we talk about this Gardasil thing. Man, I shake every time I see those ads on TV. They are the most evil advertisements to entrap women. And I thank you very much for praying for them. It's certainly something that has troubled my soul, and I haven't yet seen the news, but hopefully it might put an end to this horrible drug.
Yeah, I'll go over the news tonight, Dean, a little bit, and it's not going to put an end to it, but I think what it does is it amplifies the messages that we've been putting out and the concerns and the issues that the mainstream media is neglecting, which is gross criminal negligence. You know, it's really, these people are dying. And it's largely because of the spin and the propaganda, as you well know.
I did call and I want to ask you about another matter that's serious as that, that almost nobody knows about. I suspect you know about this, but I'm looking to see what suggestion you have on how to deal with it. The aerial seeding of biological implants into food, water, and air. These are little machines that they're putting in the chemtrails that get into everything and that they somehow assemble in the body into receptors. They call them psychotronic-directed energy devices, or that they can become receptors for energy that can affect people's behavior, and it's like little transmitters that assemble inside the body from all these pieces that are put in the air, aerosol spraying, and get into our food and water. I assume this is real. I'm looking at a real article that someone brought to my attention, and I am not surprised by this. Is this something you can comment on?
Well, I can comment on it because the issue deals with nanotechnology, and I've been dealing with that issue heavily for the past 2 weeks particularly.
Right.
I would direct you and all the listeners to view what I posted just about 4 or 5 days ago. It's at www.nanoscam.info, nanoscam.info,
right.
I-N-F-O, and no forward slash. If you get a forward slash in there, sometimes the website doesn't come up, but if you just get it straight, nanoscam.info,
right.
It should come up. And then you'll see what I've done in defense of the only thing that I'm aware of besides the Holy Spirit, which a lot of people are not fully engaging, and so that's why we're dealing with such a problematic Babylonian society,
mm-hmm.
That the issue of silver hydrosols as being the thing that would make vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete
mm-hmm.
is now being attacked as being a nanotechnology, which is a lie. It's a media spin. It's a spin that is fundamentally supported and supports the pharmaceutical cartel that brings you Gardasil and all the other vaccines. I'm talking primarily about the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. We should address some of their issues and historic background on the Merck Company tonight. The issue that you're raising is, yes, indeed, the technology for what you're talking about undoubtedly exists. That is that now science has evolved into a full understanding of, well, not a full understanding, but a significant, substantial understanding in the way that nanoparticles and nanochemistry is really about and what is involved in it. And fundamentally, really central to nanotechnology and the self-assembling process that you're talking about
mm-hmm.
is all what's been suppressed. It's all frequency. It's all energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said to you that you have a Holy Spirit power of protection available to you and I, and that's the great news that we need to herald far and wide,
mm-hmm.
and not just as watch persons who are trying to wake people up and be fishers of people for their salvation, physical, and their spiritual evolution. We need to also give them the uplifting messages for the physical salvation and avoidance of the risks and the toxins. But the central issue that we're right now this year focusing on, and Reverend Roxy and I are heavily engaged, we have numerous people, we want your prayers, your support too, is this concert concept, the concert for the living water.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I bring this in? Because you see, it is the central knowledge of how water works, how it creates us, how literally it's part of the triune God, and how through frequency resonance we are virtually assembled. And so there's a self-assembly literally taking place, if you think about it in a more global and macro level. If you understand your body is mostly water, and you understand that the Creator creates through the Word, which is sound frequency, in water creates human beings, and that you're 86% well hydrated, part of the I Am, the great I Am, the great ocean. And that's why Jesus said, I am the living water.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is now a concept where Creator is self-assembling. And it's self-assembling human beings. So the great I Am that's part of you, part of I, you know, part of all of us, is really engaged in through the word, sound, frequency, basic mathematics, the language of mathematics, working on water, is self-assembling human beings. This is why in the lecture I gave you the other day, I said the best definition of who you are a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming out of water. So the frequency is coming in water, and it's literally pulling us together in this shape, and we're being self-assembled in that way. And so the greatest secret of truth in nanotechnology is that what is self-assembling all of these particles into self-replicating, self-generating machines that have the capacity, like you say, to take over people's bloodstreams and infect them and curse them rather than uplift them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the difference between God's technology, which
right.
is always totally sustaining, totally loving, totally worthy of our greatest praises, versus man's technology, which is demonic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in most cases, it's totally out to lunch. These people think maybe the those that live in illusion and wish to delude themselves think that they're doing good by advancing this science, which is now the new God. It's the God of science and the medical deities that we bow to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the concept is that they're trying their best to become God, and they're creating these things that take over everything, not just man's bloodstream, not just human beings, you know, and the ability to make people sick and make money off of their sickness. And beyond that, we're talking
right.
way beyond that now. We're talking about literally now pulling apart the genetics of creation, as well as the manner in which, through frequency of sound resonance, molecules and the most minute nanoparticles are brought together in definitive, most of the time, hexagonal structures. If you look at what man is doing with nanotechnology, and you see that it is attempting to replicate the carbon six rings, it's attempting to replicate the Star of David, the Solomon seal, in the hexagonal shaped water structures, like the honeycomb of the bee. Everything is in the organic world, and so much even in the non-organic world, into the six shape, you know, carbon six hexagonal shaped ring. Now that's when you look at nanotubules and you look at the way nanoparticles and these self-replicating machines are operating. Many, if not most of them, are operating based on the sacred geometry, and what's missing, what you're not being told, is that it's all being orchestrated virtually musically, certainly frequency, vibrationally. And so this is the great and grave tragedy. Here we are working on a solution, the concert for the 144,000, where we'll raise our voices, our divine voices, with heartfelt loving intent to bless the waters, to vibrate all of the oceans and all the rivers and all the streams with the love frequency of 528 hertz frequency, and that resonance will broadcast out from all of the oceans and waterways. It will go beyond our hearts. Our hearts will open with a floodgate of love. It'll go beyond our bodies. It'll go beyond our atmosphere, because the entire universe is hydrated. And NASA scientists have proved this now time and time again over the last 10 years. They found water in space, deep space, to the extent of the universe. That's where water goes. And so it's all going to resonate, just like a homeopathic, like a not just a global baptism, but a universal baptism. When we, the Creator's children, raise our voices in unison in great praise and glory to our oneness, our Creator, our Source, and resonate that message, that holiness, universally, it's gonna have a dramatic effect on the nanotechnology. You see, nothing in man's world, because everything physical comes out of the spirit first. If it's gonna be lasting, if it's gonna be eternal, it's got to be part of that matrix. And if it's man's physical manipulation, it doesn't hold a candle. Just like the concept, you can take a little candle into a dark room, you know, full of evil and darkness, and light it up, and you see that the darkness flees. But you can't do the opposite. You can't bring a little darkness into a well-lit room and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that this is the same metaphorical relationship of the power differential between what man and this science world does versus what the Creator is doing right now in all of our lives. So, you know, I'm concerned about what you're raising, this issue that we're being intoxicated, that the most advanced bio-spiritual warfare is taking place on the planet, and the nanotechnology, as I mentioned, is a spiritual type of technology in that it is a resonance frequency activated and, you know, triggered mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this is the same Project HARP, and the reason why there's so much aluminum, there's not only aluminum cans, there's aluminum pots, and there's everything, you know, consumables are full of aluminum, and the atmosphere now has the aluminum oxide from the chemtrails. It's all focused, and I covered this in the book Death in the Air. You know, the aluminum is a metal that does have an effect on the transmission of energy. And so this is what's taking place. There's a bio-spiritual or bio-energetic warfare taking place, but yet the power of the Creator. And this is the message time and time again. If you don't have the Creator, you know, literally just flowing through your spirit, flowing through your Holy Spirit-filled temple, in these times, you might as well take a shotgun and just blow yourself away, because the reality is, it'll probably be far less painful for you. It's probably far more humane to do that. Now, I don't recommend doing that, obviously, because, you know, I'm like you are, a trooper for raising consciousness and getting beyond into the 1,000 years of world peace, you know, that we're promised and that we're engaging now. In fact, everything about this show, the Inside Hour, and everything that we're doing leading up for Live H2O, and folks, if you don't know anything about that, go online to www.live2o. Don't put in a zero, put in an O, .org. LiveH2O.org will give you the whole background of what it is that I am putting my full year, my focus this year. If you tune into Inside Hour, you'll hear me week after week after week this year. And I ask for your prayers. I ask for you to do the same thing in your lives. Because all of this bad news that we're confronted with is nothing compared to the glory and the power that we're going to create together with the Concert for the Living Waters, which we are. We're part of the Living Waters. It's part of us.
So at this moment, Dr. Horowitz, you believe that the only defense against this is to be constantly in the spirit.
You bet, brother. That's it. That's the message.
Okay.
That's the message. You know, I'm a full believer in many, many good things for health and healing. Certainly, number one, avoiding the idiocy, the risks, such as Gardasil, the vaccinations, the antibiotics, all the poisons and the drugs. You know, they don't do anything for me. My family has not participated in that lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked about in past shows how we don't even carry insurance because we're not into that craziness. It's
mm-hmm.
a scam. The whole system is set up to be a manipulation and a scam. It's all genocidal, which means simply it's making profit off of humanity's suffering, death, and dying early. So, but the concept that the power of protection rests only in one place. You can only give your faith and trust over to one true God. And that God is so powerful. That is the Creator that is creating the synchronicities in our lives right now. You know it, don't you?
I know.
Isn't
I know,
it wonderful?
Believe me. What?
Isn't your life increasingly wonderful?
Yes, when I talk to people who don't really understand these things, sometimes I get to talk about it, and they must think I'm, well, I know they listen to me, and I always hope that they're getting the idea from what I'm saying, but it is true, it's just 100% in the Spirit, in God, miracles day in and day out, unbelievable stuff that you wouldn't even try to tell people because they might not believe it.
Well, I would highly encourage you from now on to broadcast it as, you know, loudly and clearly as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm going to say that, because, number one, you'll be surprised at how many brothers and sisters out there are also waiting for that reinforcement from you, my brother. You know, we are one family and we're being uplifted. This is what the Bible talks about as the rapture. It's not about coming out of graves. This is about an uplift, a spiritual opening and an uplift so that we're in divine communion constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, again, nothing missing, nothing broken. There's no dis-ease. There's no illness. There's no stress when you're in faith and you're in trust and in communion with our divine source. This is why the Bible says, yay, that's hooray, yay, though we walk through this valley of insanity, of the shadow of death, we shall, not no ifs, ands, or buts, but we shall fear nothing,
mm-hmm.
no evil, because nothing can compare with the power and the glory of the Creator. And to be blessed, how humbling it is for us. You know, you are experiencing it. Reverend Roxy Hampton is experiencing it. I'm experiencing it. The dozens and dozens of people who I'm working with now, who are advancing everything from the messianic age being free from infectious diseases through the product like called OxySilver, which has been suppressed for 20 years, as well as all of these other wonderful things. I want you also... Now, the nutraceuticals, for example, they're supplements. And I'm working with brothers and sisters right now who have the knowledge of Moses. How was Moses able to sustain those disbelievers for 40 years in the desert? And, you know, the water that they were, you know, drinking, if you really look at the Bible, it talks about what he did with gold. As a Levitical priest, he was obviously knowledgeable about what we are now finding out about the Levitical priesthood, that they were engaged in alchemy, they were engaged in the monoatomic, elemental, energetic spins and alterations and transformations of the elements that was necessary to uplift and sustain us. So gold, monoatomic gold, this whole concept of drinking like a nanoparticle, a single atom element of gold in water, which is what they lived off of. This is the whole... I'm working with people that are complete geniuses now who have a full appreciation and a grasp of Scripture as well as the most advanced suppressed science to bring us the physical requirements for sustenance in this transition period, in this next... What we've got about 4.5 years before 2012.
Right.
You know, so it everything that we're doing, all of the products that we're bringing forward now, OxySilver, for example, go to OxySilver.com, OxySilver.com.
Yes.
What's most beautiful about this nanoparticle-sized silver, water, is that the water is where it's at. Water is really everything that we need to sustain us. I'm leaving some elements out, but if you understand water, you understand hydrogen, oxygen, which are the elements in water, and you understand how that works to sustain us, because all of energy comes from hydrogen. It's all electron donor from the hydrogen. And the oxygen is the great healer. It is what kills all the microbes. It kills all the bacteria. It eliminates pathogens. It eliminates cancer. Cancers can't grow well in oxygen. They can't effectively hurt us. Same thing with neurological ailments and inflammatory conditions. It all resolves in miraculous oxygen. You know, I was at a dental appointment today. I talked to the dentist about the use of and suppression of the use of ozone, medical ozone, to arrest tooth decay in 20 seconds. Get this. I pray that there's somebody out there listening in this audience tonight that will get back with me and say that they want to collaborate and they want to advance the technology that's already in Europe. It's being used in England, but suppressed in America. It is a medical ozonation unit, that Cavo handpiece, the people that make the drills in dentistry, a primary company is called Cavo. They bought the rights to the equipment, the technology, for distribution throughout North America. Imagine going, having on your, let's say, kitchen counter or your bathroom counter, a little machine that through a tube that you could place the tip of the tube next to your rotted tooth, mm-hmm. full of tooth decay, and arrest all the tooth decay into the deepest part of the cavity in 20 seconds. And then you take a little mouth rinse that's got calcium and phosphate and some minerals. It's pleasant tasting. You swish it around your mouth maybe 3 times a day for 3 weeks, and the previous tooth decay becomes harder than the original tooth structure and more decay resistant than the original tooth structure. That's the power of the Creator's element number 8, oxygen. So this is all the technologies. It's just like fuels. You and I both know that we don't need to be burning fossil fuels and putting this planet at peril, and the environment and the toxicity at great, you know, increase in risk to human beings' lives. We have hydrogen fuels that comes where? Comes out of water. So OxySilver, the greatest thing about this product being the answer to all infectious diseases, and if you think about it, isn't that what the Messianic Age will have? You think there's going to be disease? You know, when the prophesied Messiah returns, when we have 1,000 years of world peace, you think we're going to have dis-ease when we have heaven come to earth? So how are we going to advance elimination of infectious diseases? One answer, water. And this is simply silver water. And the drug industrialists, if you go to that website, nanoscam.info, you'll see what they're trying to do. They're trying to make this seem with their, you know, their lies and their spins. They're trying to make it seem that this is a pesticide that should be regulated and eliminated from consumer access. That's what they've done for everything. They've suppressed all of the technologies that scream about God's presence here on this planet. So I'm thrilled. Implore you, I urge you to be highly vocal. Every single one of you listening, please, take it on your hearts to be emboldened by the truth, by the love that the Creator has for us in this transition period where every single human being out there that is of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that means that they still have a link, a genetic blood link to a loving heart that the Creator loves and the Creator wishes to serve. So all those people out there that still have the link, help them. Raise your truth to them. Make them aware of what these issues are. And above all, be positive, because you know what? That's the number one thing that's now in the misery of this insanity, this Babylonian hypocrisy. This is what people are going to be attracted to, where you can be a light in the darkness, where there's darkness all around and there's death everywhere, that you, brother, and I, and our family, are going to march triumphantly with our heads high and our hearts open and our chests out proudly, literally singing, screaming praises to our glorious Creator about how wonderful our lives are, how we're sustained by that faith and trust. And people simply can't get it yet. They haven't suffered enough. So if you're listening out there and your life is still about, you know, the darkness or the glass half empty versus half full, watch it. You need to stop that. Because if you don't stop it, you're going to get hurt. And you don't want to get hurt. You want to get love. You want to get joy. You want to get complete elimination of pain and disease. And that the only way to do that now, today, I'm telling you, and it is absolutely true. I saw it coming. I published this almost 10 years ago now. If you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, came out in 1999. An angel wrote it. I typed it in 1998. And it came out in 99. Where did I leave the readers of that book? I said, given the evidence that I'm presented, if the only way that you're going to make it, the only way to survive in these end times when the most advanced bio-spiritual warfare is taking place with the prions, the little crystalline proteins that are frequency-triggered to self-replicate. You're talking about nanotechnology, aren't we? So now, I said, in that book, I said, you have got to go to God, because that's it. There is no other hope. And I said, you know, in my spirit and in my heart, when I wrote that, I didn't write it. I felt it and I heard it. I said, what a wonderful way to have the last act be played out. There is no hope unless you embrace the glorious Creator, who is just yearning to have us embrace the greatness and the glory and the joy and the love and the miraculous healing that comes as a result of it. You know, so I think that we're living at the greatest time in Earth's history. You know, if I look back in the model that we had in the Blessed Yeshua, Jesus, what he did and what made him really so popular is that he had miraculous healings. Everybody that touched him or he touched, they miraculously healed. And he was, you know, just tremendously loved and respected. People were in awe because of that. And you can imagine what it was like back in those days. There was so much, you know, poverty, and there was so much plague. And the reality was that here was a man, God, who could literally just with full faith and trust, he always said that it is not me who heals you. It is by your faith and trust that you are healed. And that's the same message that I'm delivering tonight, and it's the same message I'll deliver tomorrow night, and it's the same literally situation that he was in, except now we're at the end of the line. We've got 4.5 years before we hit the event horizon in the universe and all the polarity shifts. We've got 4 years of now hell on earth that man has created to learn a lesson. And so those of us who are being raptured and spiritually uplifted with the truth that shall set us free, that this is, that those of us who have that capacity now will walk triumphantly into the Messianic Age. Even though Psalm 91 gets fulfilled, my great ancestor David, King David wrote it in Psalms. He said, there may be 10,000 dying at your left, 1,000 dying at your right. But if you carry the love of the Creator in your heart and you sing the praises to the Creator and the glory of the Creator becomes one with your life, that's it. You will march triumphantly. And what a model he was. So, you know, the same thing, that this is the time where people are going to look for Jesus. They're going to look for Jesus's. This is the time when you, brother, and I, and you, my beloved sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, that we shall do more than what our Creator did. Now, I'm sorry, what the Son of the Creator did. Because that's what he said. We shall do more. You shall do more than what I have done, he told the apostles. And that is the inheritance. And this is the time now in which we must, we're not only compelled ethically, morally, and responsibly to do more than what the Messiah did, but this is the reality. And so, you know, it's not about holding back. And if you think about why you're holding back, why don't we walk down the streets, you know, singing the praises like King David was talking about to the Creator, is because we're afraid. We're in fear. we're fearful that our friends and family are going to judge us, or people are going to look strangely at us. We're afraid we're going to maybe lose our jobs. You know, well, if that door closes and the Creator's for us, who can be against us? Another door is going to open. And this is the life in which we're talking about, where the synchronicities and the divine blessings constantly flow, and you're in the moment, just like Reverend Roxy said in her invocation this evening. You're in the now. And in the now, right now, my brother and sister is you, the Messiah, and my sources of the, my source of sustenance is the Creator. And that's what's real. Everything else in this physical universe is less real than that spiritual truth. And so I highly encourage you to share it with great jubilation and joy and give everybody else a blessing, because not only in the process will you be reinforcing the truth within you, this great truth that shall set all of us free, but you'll also be giving them an opportunity to climb out of their own ignorance and out of their own enslavement. And the primary enslavement is in their heads. This is the time, and this is why the concert is so, so, so important. The date is June 19th. It begins on Friday. 24 hours, you'll hear from the top speakers from all over the world, people who have embraced the understanding of what water really is. For 24 hours, it'll be online, broadcast all over the world. On Saturday, you'll hear from some of the top bands and performers who are conscious on this planet, playing in 528 hertz frequency and 417 frequency. They'll have grasped the reality that we need to play in the Creator's harmonics and frequencies, not man's. And then on Sunday, we'll all sing together on the online temple, and we'll broadcast that to all the waters of the planet. But you see, what's the purpose? The purpose, the primary purpose of that is this divine human communion that is available for the masses. And in the process, what is it going to do? It's going to shut down, or at least balance out, what it is that people who meditate long for, this silence, this pure sound of silence, this pure resonant frequency of divine love and universal communion, this unification with our divine source, and this feeling of peace, of shalom. That's what the master meditators long for. That's why people practice meditation. That's why joggers who are really good and athletes, they focus like that. It's a unit focus. What happens is that the left brain, the rational, fearful mind, is toned way down, and it ultimately shuts off. And the alternate happens when that shuts off, this thing called the heart mind opens up. And this is the divine human communion, because our Creator created us in love. And that Creator created us in the 528 hertz frequency that we're going to play and sing together for the concert for the 144,000 on June 21st, 2009, by your prayers and the grace of the Creator. And then when we sing together in 528 hertz frequency, that love vibration is going to go not only from our hearts, it's going to go out universally. And that shall produce, in my humble opinion, based on all the evidence I'm looking at, and I'm looking at the evidence, I'm trying to look at it as a scientist. I am a scientist. I am a researcher. I am compelled to reason and rationalize the most real data and phenomena that I am looking at, and I have to explain. And I'm telling you that when I do the research, and I've published this now, it's been published in DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and it's published in Walk on Water, and it's published in Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. If you read those books, you'll come to the same conclusion based on the science, that the only hope for humanity lies in this concert. The only hope for humanity lies in the effects that this concert shall have, which is to open up this loving heart. and that as that loving heart opens, likewise, there's going to be a diminution of this fear-based, egocentric, judgmental, divisive consciousness that keeps us enslaved in our own ignorance. So, anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for putting up with me for the last, 25 minutes I've been talking?
Oh, you're so cute. Dean, do you think that Dr. Len covered the question good enough for you? Is Dean still here?
I put him to sleep.
Oh, anyhow, you know, I would have answered it. You know, Dr. Len, it's kind of funny because, you know, we have to stay positive with this whole thing. But the other side of while you was talking, you know, just between me, you, and the listeners,
yeah,
as you were talking, all of that is absolutely right on. And it kind of reminded me of when, in 1932, you know, L. Ron Hubbard and all of the first guys that were studying in the nuclear physics, you know, and they were trying to deal with a whole lot of things, and they was with Einstein, and they was all working down there in Princeton. They took something that could have been positive for humanity in terms of what it is in our own bodies, that we're little nuclear reactors, you know what I'm saying, that we exemplify that which they're trying to, they didn't go there, they went and made a bomb. And I think with this whole thing with the nanotechnology and how it will be dispersed, it's as simple as the aerosol can. And what I want to tell everybody out there is that before y'all woke up and looked up and saw the chemtrails, you need to understand that in the 80s, our government, and I know you know this, Dr. Lynn, they was experimenting in Chechnya and other places in Russia with something called fuel air explosives. Now, we know that coal mines, you know, have dust and flour mills blow up and they just blow up because they have a detonator and they have a lot of dust. So I just want to put a spin. So I just want Dean out there to know that, see, it's really hard for us researchers sometimes to stay in the divinity, in the moment, because there's so much technology out there that is being applied now in the microbio, whatever you want to call it, industry that has been carried over from another, which is the military. That's why it's so right on when you say what you say. And so, you know, just wanted to put that little spin there to let people know, yeah, we're dealing with particles here. And that's why they don't want us to be dealing with the silver or anything else. We're dealing with particles here. And when we all understand that, and when you can get them to understand how it works in the body, then we'll all be right as rain, and we can enter into that lion's den and stand there and say, well, do your best. But, you know, if this is all you got, you might as well go home.
That's right.
Amen to that. And that's where you talk to him about the fear. And I know that you sent him away knowing it's not important for us to be convincing these people of conspiracies. What we have to convince them of is time to redeem ourselves. It's now time to atone, which is what you say. And it's so beautiful that you could be so intellectual and be so spiritual at the same time to be able to articulate these things, because, you know, what we know inside, if we was to lend ourselves to fear, we wouldn't be on the scene right now being of help to people, making clarity come to them, giving them insight. And with that, you got, you know, I think we disappointed the listeners here. I don't know if you can, in the next, you've got 5, maybe 8 minutes left of the show. If you want to give them some kind of, we can get back to them about the Gardasil, although it's very important that we do this. And if there's some sites, maybe you can address some of the more important issues that you want to, and we'll carry it over to next week's show.
Oh, well, thank you, Reverend Rush. You know, I just want to comment briefly on what you had mentioned, about 2 minutes ago, that there was this choice that was made to take the technology away from humanity and get it into the nuclear military, and that's with the nuclear technology. And what you just said is exactly what I had heard from a genius who I'm working with, and we're blessed to have on our team now, is Dr. Medicine Wolf in Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, he'd know.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you something.
Oh,
he said
know.
The same thing. That he, and he's got the understanding, and his team of researchers also have the understanding of how we will bring that technology around to bless each other with sustenance versus destruction. So thank you so much for sharing that. That's a wonderful thing.
Hey, you know, I'm sitting here looking at it. It's almost impossible for me to even think that we could even get to it. Insight, I'm sitting here reading. I've got it here. Space Research Corporation, Project HARP, CIA, arms dealing, go back, do your homework. Just type them in, and there's no conspiracy here. This is just business.
Yeah, all right.
But anyhow, let's get to the business of Bash and Merrick for a minute, because
okay.
This is what happens when pharmaceuticals pass trials that are speeded up, and the trials are in the community.
Yeah,
give these people
right.
just
and,
a little bit of insight,
CDC,
and I'll keep time and let you know when we're coming up on the end.
Yeah, okay. So CDC reports, this is news that broke yesterday, almost 8,000 U.S. recipients of a vaccine used to protect against cervical cancer have reported adverse reactions, ranging from pain at the injection site to serious side effects, says U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But they deny that this is out of the usual. Now, here's what the scam is. This is hideous. That this number is a tiny percentage. And I'm telling you that the CDC, if you read their research, they tell you that well over 90% of the injuries never get reported with this vaccine adverse event reporting system that they have established to protect the drug companies. So in other words, if you take 8,000 and you've got to multiply that number, you've got to multiply that by at least 90%. So now you're looking at probably about, 80,000? And that's in a short period of time. And then on top of that, you compare that to the number that they're going to save. Now, here's data from Canada, because Canada has really been behind this thing. Health Canada, which is like our FDA, has been very supportive, trying to get all these young children, these girls, to get vaccinated with this Gardasil. Here's their numbers. It's, quote, this is from a posting that they put out yesterday. It's estimated about 1,300 women contract a sexually transmitted virus each year in Canada. By the way, that herpes papillomavirus is man-made, and it doesn't cause cancer in most cases, and it causes benign papillomas in most cases, and that beyond that, you need to have various cofactors to induce the cancer, such as a risky lifestyle like drugs and alcohol and smoking, cigarettes, all of those things, along with stress and poor nutrition, all of those increase your risk of cancer. So it's a lie what they're saying, that this virus causes cancer, but it says only 1,300 women contract just the virus. That's not who get cancer. Here's the punchline. About 400 women in Canada die of cervical cancer annually, making it the second most common type of cancer for women between the age of 20 and 44. Now, you think about this, folks. 400 women die in Canada annually from all of these lifestyle risks and issues secondary to the virus. And yet now what they have done is they have slaughtered tens of thousands of Canadian women and far more American women with a similar type of, you understand, relationship between risk versus benefit. So this is what is a complete hideous iatrogenic scam that we prayed for tonight, and I want to thank you for putting out that prayer. Again, if you want to pray tonight before you go to sleep, everybody, for, again, all those young girls who have received this tainted elixir, that you help them protect themselves by divine hand. I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group. Tetrahedron.org publishes my books, DVDs, CDs. I want to thank Healthy World Store. If you'd like to support this program and support our ministry and mission, go to healthyworldstore.com. That's healthyworldstore.com and buy something. I don't care whether you buy a book, tape, DVD, CD, a health product. We've got wonderful, wonderful, most advanced products, and I keep working to try to get us even the best so that we can sustain ourselves through this onslaught, to this wonderful time period in which we're evolving into now, this messianic age, 1,000 years of world peace. That's the mission, and that's the vision that we'll co-create. But the products that you buy from that store will help continue us and sustain us not only on this network, but also in various other venues. So thank you in advance for buying something on Healthy World Store. And then I want to also tell you, watch OxySilver.com this week. If you want to save a lot of lives and make a lot of money, and you deserve to make a lot of money, here's a tip. I think I gave it to you last week. Hawaiian Kahuna gave me this tip. Never look at the black side of any currency. Always look at the green side where it says, "In God We Trust." If you want to have a lot of flow, cash flow, currency flow through the oceans of divine love to you from God, then simply do the right thing. And one of the right things is watch this product help heal the nations of all the infectious diseases. Go online to OxySilver.com and get in early. Next week, I am told, I heard this afternoon, next week, the website that you currently see at OxySilver.com is going to transform. You'll still have access to all that wonderful information on the current site. However, it is going to transform into a affiliate program where you will be engaged with us in saving lives and having this massive transfer of wealth that is held up by the pharmaceutical industrialists, the wicked, for the meek shall inherit the earth. The massive wealth transfer is going to come about by the technology that we're talking about here on the Inside Hour. The sound frequencies of divinity that are going to recreate everything because they're the core creative frequencies. And the OxySilver product contains 528. It's got the breath of the earth in it. Read up about that product because it's going to do a lot more for you and your family and friends in this planet than simply eliminate vaccinations and make vaccines and the antibiotics obsolete and eliminate infectious diseases. By the way, we'll have another product coming out, I pray, within the next 3 months to deal with the issue that Brother talked about tonight, the chemical issues. We've got a wonderful product coming out. I can't tell you too much about it now, but watch out for us also to be eliminating the heavy metals that are intoxicating us and our children, eliminating the chemicals that are poisoning us, and also eliminating the aberrant frequencies that are disturbing us in the next 6 months for sure. So thank you so much. Stay tuned to our good friend, Don Nikoloff. Evident Footprints coming up on bbsradio.com. We'll join you again next week. I'll be broadcasting. Reverend Roxy is going to take the show next week, I pray, because I've got to be lecturing next Tuesday night in Montreal. Reverend Roxy, can you do that for us?
Sure you can. You know I will.
Love you, sister.
Love you, too.
Bye, folks.
Bye.